Thanks for tuning in for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, online kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln, plus an update on the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Program. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchik. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com, and welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Andy Nemchik, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a lot of success to talk about since we last talked as you guys went out in varsity to the NCAA League meet on Thursday there to Ellsworth and really kind of controlled that meet. You had 188.5 points in first place. Republic County was second with 100 and quite a few individual champions for you. Tristan Thompson, Blaine Harris, Hunter Prohaska, Zane Colson, Blaine Burks, River Paul, Logan Cadle, all finishing in first place there and a lot of other great finishes as well. What were your thoughts the way the kids wrestled at League there on Thursday?
Well, I was very pleased. You know, we came into that tournament and we talked about it all week that that we could win the league and win it handily, we thought, and we did just that. Our kids came out and wrestled very, very well, and we avenged a couple losses that we had had in previous weeks, and I was just so pleased with the way our kids came out and wrestled in that, and I think they came away from this league tournament feeling very confident about what they can do here coming up this coming week in our region tournament. I just was so pleased with the outcome as to how we wrestled aggressively and how we were really tough on our feet, getting after the takedowns, and then once we got them on the mat, we really pursued the pin and we did very, very well at that. So very pleased with our results.
So again, a nice championship there. Then you went to Chapman and JV on Saturday. Your top finishers were Hunter Prohaska in first at 132 and Trace Neath finished second at 126. Looks like the kids had a pretty good tournament there Saturday at Chapman.
Yeah, pretty good. A couple of these kids will be wrestling in the region and a couple, some of these kids are, that will be the end of their season. As you said, Prohaska put together a nice tournament. Sneath was second. Mason Fuller, Cooper Adams, and Landon Cadle all finished fourth and won a few matches there. So a good way for some of those kids to finish the season on some good things there. And came away from there, I thought, beating some good kids and having some good competition there.
So again, we're talking with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's happening in regional action this weekend at Hoisington for the Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local TempStar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local TempStar dealer in Beloit.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. As we are joined still with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you're getting set to go out to regionals this Friday and Saturday down in Hoisington. It's probably good for you that you've had that experience already, that you went to Hoisington earlier in the year, so you kind of know how they run things down there. What are your thoughts about this year's region and some of the competition that you're going to see down in Hoisington on Friday and Saturday?
Well, we're very excited to be in this region. And it's pretty much the same region that we were in last year. Last year we were at Southeast Saline, but it's pretty much the same teams. 24 teams in the region. Some of these teams are co-op teams. In other words, only having one or two individuals on their team, but co-oping with another team. So the teams involved are Anthony Harper, Chaparral, Republic County, Belleville, Beloit, Bennington, Brookville, El Saline, Cheney, Ellsworth, Garden Plain, Hoisington, Kensington, Thunder Ridge, Langdon, Fairfield, Lincoln, Lyons, Mankato, Rock Hills, Minneapolis, Norwich, Osborne, Russell, Salina, Sacred Heart, Salina St. John's Military, Smith Center, Stafford, Sterling, Sylvan Grove. If you look at those 24 teams, I think the top three teams are probably Hoisington, Smith Center, and us, Beloit. I really feel strongly that we're definitely a top three team in this region. And you know, we saw Hoisington a couple weeks ago at their round robin tournament, and they finished just a few points ahead of us. And I know they were missing a few kids, and so are we. But we feel that we can stick with them, and we've seen Smith Center already this year several times, and they're very strong. But we really feel strongly that we can have a good region tournament, and our kids are excited about it. And we tell our kids that none of them are out. All of them have a shot at being top four in this region, and advancing onto the state tournament. And I just really feel strongly that our kids have been wrestling very well here in the last several weeks, and they're very, very confident, I think, coming into this tournament. And we need a little luck on our side, but I think we're going to make our own luck, and good things are going to happen this weekend at this region tournament.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck to your kids down at regionals this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local Tempstar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local Tempstar dealer in Beloit. It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats and Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, your team competed at the Lincoln Round Robin on Friday and had a couple first place finishes with Spencer Heiss. Kind of moved him to 152 to get some extra matches in, and then Roxton Brown at 182. So a nice finish for those two kids that you had out there on Thursday in Lincoln. What do you think about the way the kids wrestled there?
Yeah, it did well. It was good to get back on the mat again after having a little break there. So, unfortunately, Byron wasn't able to deal with us. He was an illness. But, yeah, Roxton and Spencer both wrestled well. I had a couple kids from Manhattan that gave them both a little bit of a, you know, run, I guess, and some competition. So that was good. And overall, you know, Pratt's usually there, but I guess they can no longer go to that one due to a change in their league tournament. So, but kind of missed seeing those guys, because I know we've had a couple of tough matches at Pratt. But it was what it was, and you know, kids did well, and it's always good so far. We come out with some competition and injury free, and we'll move on to the next week.
How tough is it for you when you're getting to this point of the season and you have sickness like that, and obviously you're low on numbers the way it is anyway, but how tough is that for all the kids involved with all that and trying to stay healthy and all those things?
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for that. Yeah. But, yeah, I just tell them, wash your hands, you know, eat right, and get plenty of rest, and good Lord will take care of the rest, I guess, is how it goes. But, you know, it's one of those things. There's not some of that you can't really control, you know, to an extent with everything going on here, all the schools closing down and different things. Like I say, it's just the biggest thing, just, you know, do what you can control, and the rest of it is we'll just see what happens.
And we're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this weekend. It's postseason time, regionals coming up on Friday and Saturday in Hoisington for Osborne. We'll talk about it after the break on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And back in the locker room chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nate Brown still with us, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, you move on with regionals coming up on Friday and Saturday, and coming up there, you'll go to Hoisington. And like you said off the air when we were talking about who you're taking, barring any injury or sickness, you should have three going, and Spencer Heisbyer and Roney and Roxton Brown here. And when you kind of look at their prospects and who you think might be there, what are your thoughts about these kids and their opportunities to make it to state this year?
Well, obviously, opportunity is always there when you step on the mat. But, hope with these guys being seniors, it seems like the years we don't make it, we're one away, you know, and even it comes down to even a point or a takedown. I mean, it's something just minute that keeps the ones going, you know, from going. Roxton last year, I think, was just within a couple points. Byron's the same way the last three. I think maybe even up to his freshman year. Byron just right there. So it's one of those, we hope everything goes well. Spencer is a three-time state qualifier and should, again, barring injury and sickness and things, and just, the way it works out, he should make it a fourth time. I'd say Rox and Byron, they're going to probably have to win a tough match again this weekend, but, that's the way it is. So, hopefully things work out. It'd be great to take all three of these guys that worked with them since little kids and through junior high, obviously, and they've done really well this year. Byron's had some battles with injury and illness, so hopefully he can get back healthy for this weekend and the next weekend, obviously, if we make it there. But, combined, these guys are 78-6. That's pretty impressive. They've done well. Just a matter now of hanging on and see what we can do one more weekend.
And that's Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in the locker room chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and best luck to the kids out at regionals this weekend.
Yep, thank you.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, joined by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you finished out the regular season with a duel against Plainville there at home on Friday night, and you pick up a win over the Cardinals. Nice victory to end the season for you. What were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled there Friday in your last competition of the regular season?
Yeah, I thought we wrestled really well. Just a good warm up, basically, for the regional coming up. I shouldn't say warm up, but it was a good match to have right there before we get really have to get after it here Friday and Saturday this week. So I thought our kids did well.
We'll talk about regionals coming up in the next segment, but how are you guys doing right now as far as, health-wise? I know a lot of times this time of the year you'll have some nicks and stuff like that, but how are you looking with kids that you've had a little bit of time now with just that one duel and some time off as well?
Well, I think we're 100%. We're looking pretty good. We're healthy. Nobody's sick right now, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. I know that sickness has gone on around many places in the state of Kansas, and we luckily got it fairly early. We got it our kids had it over Christmas break and a few of them just right when we came back, and thank God it hadn't hit round two on us yet, so we just pray that we're going to be all right there, and then I think we're going to be full as far as the kids that we take. We're just going to be open at 195, and we got Aaron Moss back, and he'd have been nice to have all year, but he's back. He's going to wrestle regionals, so happy for him.
Again, we're talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. When we come back, we'll go over regionals a little bit more and talk about the competition coming up this weekend here for the Redmond on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a 6-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter and receive a 1-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
And back in the locker room chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, getting set now for regionals this weekend as you'll head down south to Hoisington to that 3-2-1A regional tournament. All of the area teams are there as far as our area, but a lot of the other teams that you see went west. So looks like it might be a little bit different look of competition for you this weekend at Hoisington. What are your thoughts on this 3-2-1A regional coming up Friday and Saturday?
Well, I think it's always nice to go somewhere else and wrestle other people. So, we're not going to see Norton five times now. Mm-hmm. So that's always nice. You know, those teams that we're a Western, I guess, West school as well. But it's been a while since we've been out of a Lexington tournament. So we're really excited about being there. And hopefully we can do some things when we get there.
When you look at the teams that are down there, like who stands out the most maybe as some tough competition? I know you guys are ranked in the top five in 3-2-1A right now. I guess who are the teams that you're looking at down there that might bring the toughest competition for you?
Oh, they're all going to be tough. You know, teams are – they don't just – they're going to – all the teams are going to have somebody good, somebody decent, somebody that's going to surprise other people. And I don't know, team-wise, I think Hoisington's got to be the favorite coming into that tournament. Beloit's going to, you know, Beloit always wrestles good at the end of the year. Minneapolis is a strong team this year. And then there are several other teams that are going to have some individuals there. You're just going to have your head screwed on and your hat on tight and get ready to roll.
When you look at your kids and see the brackets and classes that they're in, how does this compare maybe to some other regionals around the state?
Well, you know, it's tough to say, Dusty, but, you know, you got certain brackets that are going to be tougher the further east you go, and there's going to be certain ones in the west, and there's going to be certain ones in the southwest, and then certain ones in the central part of it. I know this. I know 152 is a pretty good bracket at our regional, but there are going to be several of them like that too. And, you know, it's a matter of getting on the mat and wrestling and taking care of business, really.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck to the kids out at regionals this weekend.
You bet you. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
It's time for winter service inspections, and Landmark is here to help. Going on now at your local Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer. Complete 3 winter service inspections of equal or lesser value, and the 4th inspection is free. That's right, a free service inspection. Tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, gators, and more. Let our trained and certified technicians take care of you and your equipment. Our inspections are not only for John Deere equipment, but for other colors as well. Contact your Landmark service manager for details. Visit us at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach Nate Nas. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Nate Nas, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team, joining us now. Coach, you competed there at your home Lincoln Leopard Round Robin there on Thursday and had some good finishes for your squad. Jerry Marenhagen finished second at 195, third place finish for Jonathan Ehring at 152, and Trey Barrientes in fourth at 220. Again, a nice way to finish out the regular season for some of your kids there at your last home Round Robin there on Thursday night. What were your thoughts the way the thing went down there on Thursday?
Well, you know, we're just glad that everybody's willing to come on a Thursday night and run a tournament. We're really committed to trying to change things up and look at wrestling different and try and give our kids maybe a different taste of the season and try and get off of Saturdays and free them up a little bit. So running it on a Thursday, we've been doing that for quite a while now, and it's seemed to work out. We had senior night. We were able to honor Jonathan Ehring and his folks. You know, what a honor it's been to coach him and have him be a testament of what our program is. So that was a lot of fun to be able to do that before the last round. The kids wrestled well. We didn't wrestle perfect, and we didn't win every match, but we continued to see a progression throughout the night of our guys going out and improving and putting themselves in positions to have more success. And we were really happy with that, and we made sure to tell them afterwards. It was a good night for us. you know, we didn't get injured. Everybody was healthy, and you know, on Saturday we were able to take two JV guys over to Chapman to get some more matches. I was really excited. Junior Logan Sings came out at Christmas break, and he's been working on his descent plan and getting better, and he was able to certify and make weight on Saturday, and he'll be able to wrestle in the regional tournament now. He was able to get third place there, and Jerry Marenhagen wrestled again, and he got fifth, picking up two pins. And, you know, when we stop and we look at what our goals are and what we value in our program, we are able to say that we're successful each and every time out. And that's what makes me really happy, because I think if we were to go back and look at December us and compare us to February us, we are significantly better and more seasoned. So we're just proud of the kids and everything that they've done. We've got another week of practice here, and then we'll head to Hoisington and see what we can do at regionals.
Again, we're talking with Nate Noss, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team, and when we come back, we'll talk about Hoisington and the regional tournament coming up this Friday and Saturday here in our Locker Room Chats.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're with Nate Noss one final time here this week as we talk about regional wrestling coming up on Friday and Saturday, 3-2-1-A regional at Hoisington. Coach, just overall, what are you expecting from your group, and what kind of tournament you're going to see here this weekend in Hoisington?
That's always interesting with the regional, because a lot of times you do see teams that are in your kind of region, your area, squads that you see multiple times throughout the year. But depending on how things fall, you've always got some outliers, and it seems like we've had some of the more unique regional makeups throughout the years at Hoisington. This year, I don't think it's nearly as bad in that fashion, because Goodland coming down from 4A to 3A and Colby, and then and Goodland hosting the regional meet. I think it's pulled a lot of those teams that would have normally come to the Hoisington meet out that way. So I think for the most part, it's a pretty traditional grouping of teams that we see quite a bit. And it's going to be difficult. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to be honest and say that, you know, when it comes to this time of year, everybody's trying to get to the same spot, and that's Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes. And so you're going to see a different level of intensity from everybody this weekend, and I just think that our guys are ready to go out there and raise their level and see what they can do. There's some really tough weights. Man, Jonathan, he's, I believe, four of the top six kids in the state are in his bracket at 152. So we're really excited to see him rise to the occasion and see what he can do there. And just the rest of the kids, just we want them to continue to improve. We've just got the one senior in Jonathan, so that's the one that it's the toughest thing with seniors, you know, when you get to the postseason, because you get down and it could be the end. That's always a conversation that you dread as a head coach after that last loss. So, you know, if anything, hopefully we would put that off till Hayes with him, and maybe we don't have a last loss. Maybe it's a win for a medal out at Hayes, which makes it a lot easier. But no matter what, it's still going to be the end of his career. And so there's some emotion that goes with that. We're just really excited to go to Hoisington. Coach Schmidt does a good job. He runs a top-notch tournament in a wonderful facility. And I guess we'll see come Friday and Saturday what we're made of. And we're excited to put it on the line.
Hey, no, it's head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here on our wrestling locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck to the kids down at Hoisington this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries. They're an air gas dealer and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.